Photo: Israeli armored vehicles on the beach in Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on October 29, 2023. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, released a photo of Israeli armored vehicles on the beach in Gaza as Israel expanded its ground assault within the territory, taking the fight directly to Hamas and engaging in battles with small groups of terrorists. The Times of Israel reported. The IDF says troops killed a number of Hamas gunmen who opened fire at the ground forces in the Strip, and other terrorists identified on the beach in Gaza, near the southern Israel community of Zikim. According to the IDF, the ground troops, including tanks, also struck anti-tank guided missile positions, observation posts, and other Hamas infrastructure. Israel's government press office issued a statement. Over the last few hours, the IDF continued to strike and kill terrorists in the Gaza Strip. IDF soldiers operating adjacent to the Erez crossing identified a number of terrorists exiting the shaft of a tunnel in the Gaza Strip. Following the identification, the soldiers confronted the terrorists, killing and injuring them. Before the October 7 massacre, the Erez crossing was where thousands of Gazans entered Israel for work or medical treatment. Hamas built tunnels near the Erez crossing so that it would be able to attack the humanitarian crossing and harm everyone in the area, Israelis and Palestinians alike. Additionally, aircraft guided by IDF troops struck two staging grounds of the Hamas terrorist organization and killed several terrorists. Sirens were heard across northern Israel today due to several rocket launches by Hezbollah, which threatens to open a northern front. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.